This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
A couple of extraordinary developments to share with you here. The outcry against Maxine Waters, who called for inciting mass violence against Trump supporters and Trump administration officials. The outcry against her, the backlash, has been huge. And this is very confirming, because a lot of times the things that I warn you about as listeners or readers of Natural News or News Target or so on, I'm often the first voice, not all the time, but often the first or one of the very first voices to say something that needs to be said. I said, it's time to arrest Maxine Waters. She is inciting riots. She's inciting violence. It is a crime. She must be arrested. I said, deploy troops at the border. I said, arrest Governor Jerry Brown of California for treason against the United States of America and other similar things. Now, thanks to Maxine Waters, who I should probably send a thank you card to because she has given the greatest gift to the awakening of Americans. Thanks to Maxine Waters, we are now seeing a massive backlash against the things that she said and against her and against Democrats across the board, against liberals. Because Maxine Waters, the best way to think of her is that she is the unmasked version of what all liberals are thinking inside but are too smart to say because they don't want you to know what their real plan is. You know, most leftists, they run for office. You know, Democrats, they run for office by lying to you. They don't tell you their real agenda, their real aims. They don't tell you they want to confiscate your guns. They don't tell you they want to execute Trump supporters. They don't tell you they want to flood the borders and overrun your country and steal America from you. They don't tell you those things, even though that's their agenda. Maxine Waters just says all that stuff. She just comes out and says it because she's obviously not a sane person, right? She's insane. But she's a gift to the awakening of Americans who love America. And so she has just handed patriots one of the greatest gifts of the year is to just say, ah, this is what leftists actually believe inside, even when they're afraid to say it. Just look at Maxine Waters. She's basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not accusing her of saying exactly these words, but essentially she is saying that left-wing mobs should mass murder Trump supporters all across America in restaurants and movie theaters and gas stations and malls and everywhere else. That's essentially what she is implying, even though she hasn't used those exact words. Because that's what she feels. That's what she believes in her heart. And so we're seeing this escalation, and it's very, very dangerous. Some new news on this is that now lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are urging Trump staffers to start carrying guns. Carry a concealed weapon. Legally, but carry a concealed weapon. This is now being openly talked about among members of, you know, Trump staffers and the Trump administration. And it's about time. Because if you're attacked by a deranged, insane mob, obviously you have the right to defend yourself. You have a right to self-defense. But I've also pointed out the dangers here, which is that the left wants a shooting to take place. The left is trying to invoke some kind of self-defense shooting that results in bloodshed of anti-Trump liberals so that they can then claim that not only are Trump supporters Nazis, which is absurd on its surface, but also that the Nazis are shooting at us. Well, that's because you are attacking people, and people have a right to defend themselves. So make no mistake that Maxine Waters is part of a deliberate strategy. And her opening her mouth and saying these things, inciting violence and riots across America, is part of a deliberate strategy to cause bloodshed, to escalate violence on the streets of America, so that they, the left, can exploit the chaos to call for United Nations peacekeepers occupation, which is another invasion of America, and also they can call Trump supporters violent, and they can call for mass protests across, you know, dozens of cities all across America, and they can use this to try to engage in mass executions of Trump supporters. The upshot of all this, and what you need to know most of all, in all my podcasts and all my videos, you need to recognize that you are in a war. America is a war zone because the left has made it that way. The left has declared war on America in multiple ways. The left has decided that America must be destroyed, and anyone who defends America must be murdered, or silenced in the case of Google and YouTube, but murdered in the case of Antifa activists and Berkeley student activists and so on, and even Maxine Waters now implying that mobs should assault Trump supporters. The left wants you dead. The left wants America overrun with an invading illegal enemy force, which starts with illegal aliens and then accelerates to United Nations occupation, troops on the streets of America. The left wants the citizens of America to be disarmed. The left wants Trump thrown out of office, even though he was the democratically elected president. See, you got to understand, you're in a war. And you look around, a lot of Americans, you know, they wait too long to take action. They sit around and think, well, there's not a war on my front yard. There's not a war in my neighborhood. There's a war on your country. The war is being waged online and at the border, and it's being waged now in public places like restaurants where Trump administration officials are being attacked, shouted down, and mobbed by these insane, deranged, lunatic mobs. There is a war taking place. It just hasn't gone to the kinetic phase yet, but they, the left, are desperately trying to push it to that phase as quickly as possible. They want the bloodshed. They want the chaos. They want to have a new reason to be hysterical. They want to find a new reason to say that Trump supporters are Nazis with guns, because they have to keep amping up the hysteria in order to freak themselves out with more and more hysterical Trump derangement syndrome claims. And to do that, they have to keep escalating. It's like they're like drama queens on steroids, leftists. They're deranged drama queens who still have the power to vote, unfortunately. And I'm starting to question whether leftists should even be allowed to vote, since they seem to have forfeit any real right to participate in democracy, since they don't honor the outcomes of elections unless they win them. I mean, think about it. Leftists, they have, in essence, forfeit any right to participate in a free society. They are not willing to be civil. They are not willing to engage in a conversation or a debate. All they want to do is shout you down now. All they want to do is murder you. All they want to do is cut off President Trump's head and hold it up like Kathy Griffin did. The left cannot participate in a civil society. They can only shout and scream and attack and threaten and commit violence. That's all they know. Henry Fonda wants Donald Trump's son to be raped by pedophiles. You know, this is the way these people operate. Maxine Waters wants to incite violent mobs. This is what they want. This is what they do. They do not deserve America. They do not deserve to participate in any future elections whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned. But watch, they have built a tinderbox of potential violence, and they are trying to throw a match, or more like a Molotov cocktail, on that tinder. They are trying to set off a blaze of chaos and blood in the streets nationwide. And as I said in my emergency video, which I really urge you to watch, it's an emergency broadcast video about the Civil War that's on Natural News and NewsTarget.com. Check it out. As I warned, whoever shoots first in the coming Civil War loses, because they lose the narrative. They lose the info war. Whoever shoots first loses. You've got to be willing to hold your fire. You've got to be willing to walk away or even run away or even take a beating if necessary to avoid opening fire on these people who no doubt deserve it, but yet you don't want to be the first to open fire, you know, to cause gunfire on the streets of America. However, when the left opens fire, when they start the Civil War, and they are about to, it means that we the people, law-abiding citizens, law enforcement officers, veterans, National Guard troops, you name it, sheriffs and sheriff deputies, all of us who are armed, honest, law-abiding citizens, we must respond to the opening salvo of the deranged, lunatic, traitorous left. We must respond to them with what I call overwhelming tactical force. In other words, when that moment comes, and you'll probably know when it is, we need to deploy all of our constitutionally protected assets to defeat leftists who are committing treason and who are committing multiple felony crimes and who are trying to incite violence in order to destroy our nation. We will need to defeat them under the protections of the Constitution and in alignment with law enforcement and the desire for law and order to bring back civility by absolutely eliminating those who are inciting violence in America and who are trying to overthrow our country. This is no longer a question of debate. You can't debate with these people. You can't convince them. You can't even educate them. When the day comes that they start the Civil War, the only proper answer is that in alignment with those forces that are protecting America and that are trying to reestablish the rule of law, civility, law enforcement, safe streets, constitutionally protected enforcement of laws and rights, they are insane. The mass mental illness is spreading like a zombie affliction. And they've lost their minds. They've lost all reason. They will not engage in discussion, debate, or talking. They respect no law, no rules, no borders. They want to take away your guns while they flood the country with violent illegal criminals. They want to take away your speech while they shout and scream at you in your face in public spaces, shout you down. So they want to have their authoritarian speech and their tyranny, but you have no rights and no dignity and no means of defending yourself. Well, this situation cannot stand. And there will be a day. Again, you'll know when it is. Do not initiate violence. Do not initiate any kind of escalation of this, but be ready to respond when the deranged lunatic left does initiate and escalate this. Be ready to respond. And do so in accordance with the laws of our land and the right to defend yourself and the right to defend your nation against occupying enemy forces, whether they be domestic or foreign. Read my website, civilwar.news, for continued coverage on all of this. And if you really want to get ready, read secondamendment.news as well, because we publish that website. God bless America. Make America great again. Watch videos at real.video. Make your own videos and post them yourself. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap,
dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.